So, Mo, what are we talking about this evening?
Oh, my God.
What are we going to talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Mo.
What are we going to talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Mo.
What are we going to talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Mo.
Hey, what's up? It's Mo. You're now listening to Mo About Nothing. Get into it.
And I'm very fun. Wink, wink.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I guess I think I know what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I mean, obviously, I have some sense of what you mean.
I'm telling you to masturbate.
Oh, okay. All right.
God, I died. D-I-E died. That was the best.
Oh boy, we really need some more gas here tonight.
That's true because, you know, I numerology, I am an 11.
You said something on the podcast last week that had me dying laughing. That, synesthesia, I didn't know nobody else knew about that. You said
I met a girl that had that.
For real, that can see people, see colors around people.
Oh,
and stuff.
What do you say? You don't, what do you mean?
I met a girl with synesthesia.
Nobody else knew about that.
I mean, I've never heard it come up. Like, you brought it up.
You were
like,
mouthing something and I missed it.
No, I didn't.
I have my glasses.
Oh my God, you don't have your glasses, do you?
Yeah, they right here, but. Oh. But you were mouthing something.
No, I was not.
Oh.
I was like, I didn't know that.
You seeing things, Mo. Yeah. She's seeing colors.
Synesthesia. Kanye colors. West has it.
Really?
He says he does.
Allegedly.
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 But, because you know, Pharrell had an album all about it called See and Sounds.
Really?
Did he?
Yeah, the See and Sounds album, Pharrell. Okay. But that was about when he explained it in the intro of the album. He was talking about when he was younger, how he would see music in colors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he started making music. And Kanye West talked about having the same thing. He used to paint. And when he would paint like his mom had when they did the thing, I guess, Cribs a long time ago when she was alive. Mm-hmm. She would say, like, these are the paintings. And his paintings would be like shapes. And mm-hmm. they would be like in patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that that's when she told him he was doing it. That's what the music that he heard in his head, that's the way he saw it.
Oh, that's what's up.
So then, so that's how, you know, I'd be like thinking that like people would be like faking. But when you see shit like that, I believe that people like, especially musical geniuses, because I do believe that Kanye West is actually a genius.
I
think that it get like shit fucks with you. I think like when you have that much capacity for shit and you still have to mingle with people like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God,
like,
who has no substance.
Or just mingle with people, period, that aren't on the same level or don't understand. I feel like it can fuck you up mentally because you're stuck in the middle.
And it makes you seem
crazy. No one will let him express what he thinks he can do. Mm-hmm.
Because he thinks he has, I mean, not he thinks, but people think that he's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And then they laugh at them. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that I think them clothes are trash. I'm not going to sit here.
The ones with holes in them.
I'm not gonna act like the Yeezy.
And I've seen some people with them, like they're coming to the spot with like holes.
You don't got
all
the answer, Sway.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But I'm not about to pay $100 or $200
when you can make it yourself.
When I can really cut the nipples out of my shirt myself. Like I can literally do that
for breastfeeding.
That amount of confidence.
That's the Yeezy breastfeeding.
The Yeezy breastfeeding.
The maternity line.
The maternity.
I miss.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I think that. I think Pharrell, but I haven't seen Pharrell wig out like that, but I think he's a genius as well. He's also a vampire because he does not age.
He looks 24.
He looks the exact fucking same.
He looks 24.
I just don't understand. He's probably vegan.
Well, I saw his mom.
It's a Cali life.
I went to a war show a couple years ago, so his mom was like, that's where you get it from.
She don't even look old. Too?
Yes. She like in her 50s. She looked like...
Well, she can't be... Well, she can.
Yeah.
Because well, Pharrell's in... Because he's in his 40s.
I'm sorry, in her 60s now. I'm sorry, 60s. Mm-hmm. And she don't even look that old.
Hell's Pharrell. He's like 40 what?
44.
Yeah, he's in his 40s. You can kind of see it now in his jawline, but that nigga still looks like, exactly... Right, if you so... Like, but if you look at pictures of him when he was younger, that nigga looks
if he
exactly
smoked,
he'll
look old.
Isn't that a before and after right there? No? Right there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
The man still got hair.
But it's, yeah, probably. Look. He still looked the same.
He's so handsome.
He was probably about 36 there.
Mm.
Looking like he's 25.
Mm. Wait. It just doesn't make it. Oh, he was crying.
From that happy song?
Probably. Look, he's so cute.
Mm-hmm. I remember that song came out. They played that damn
to
video.
To the ground.
No, it was online 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can go actually watch them. It just kept on flowing the whole day. Like, people just started dancing.
I mean, it was. Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I think it did make me happy at one point.
You know,
look at his girlfriend. She's young as fuck, too. But, you know, she ended up having one son that was under the radar. And then turned around and had some fucking triplets.
I know.
I didn't understand. I was like, what? This nigga got four kids?
So I wonder if she got in vitro, and that's why she had...
He has four kids now?
She had
one son and then turned around and got pregnant again and ended up with triplets.
Nah, this nigga, he look young.
Look at that hairdo.
Yeah, that he does look
He good. Was discovered by Teddy Riley. Huh?
Look mm-hmm. nine there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who the little Chinese dude to be with him? Part of the...
N.E.R.D.
Chaz. That's Chaz.
Chaz, huh?
Chaz or Chad?
Chaz.
Mm-hmm. Chaz.
Yeah. That's not... Yeah, he...
Don't he make beats with him?
Yeah, that's part in ERD. And then Chaz kind of like faded to the back because he wasn't about the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, neither's Pharrell, but.
But I still know because they got their new album out.
For real, he will perform, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, he will.
They got their new album out. But I liked, was that Seeing Sounds, the album that I listened to with all of three of them? Now, because they got a song called Sooner or Later.
I saw an interview with, who was that with? Noriega. You remember he produced for Noriega?
Yeah.
Noriega did an interview saying that he got to be careful around Pharrell. Because Pharrell, he will take your energy and then run with it. So if you a thug nigga he will try to come make a thug beat for you and try and rock with you.
Yeah.
He had to pull Pharrell like, hey, Pharrell, you're not a thug. Like, you're good. Like, your music is dope.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't got to do
it. Yeah, it's sooner or later it's N.E.R.D. So it's all of them.
Pharrell might shoot somebody one day.
Yeah, that Seeing Sounds album, it was actually pretty dope. And then they had a song called Everybody Knows Remix with Kanye was in it.
Yeah, go right there. All the girls stand in line.
Yeah, but it's not the remix.
No.
I don't like that version as much as I like the remix.
How we go from church to N.E.R.D.? Because
it's religion, man.
It's really, music is religion.
It's a transition.
Really?
Yes, music is religion.
I go to church. I go to Al Green Church and hope he start singing something different. I actually want to go to his church. It's in Memphis, ain't it? Is it Memphis, I think?
Al Green?
Yeah, you can go in the balcony just to go to his church. I mean, regular folks be at the bottom.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
If you just want to go look and hang out, you go to his church.
Look and hang out? They got a bar?
Speaking of bars.
If they had a bar at a church, I would be there every week.
You know what I did not know?
Brian, when you leave.
That y'all got Kroger's that got bars down here.
Yeah.
The Glenwood Kroger by my house.
Talk about Crowbar.
The one by his parents got a bar in Lindbergh.
Yeah, it does.
I'm talking about Crowbar. And they actually be in there, sitting down, drinking.
Wait for it. It's about to get lit in Kroger soon. It's about to be lit.
The Kroger by me is in the middle of... two different apartment complexes, and those are the ones who frequent Crowbar.
I mean, I would too. Crowbar. Shit, if I was living right there, especially like I got kids, but like if it was right there and I could walk to the bar, I would take my ass down there all the time.
I remember when I used to go to the grocery store when I was little, my mom used to put us right there by the magazines.
Oh yeah,
we sit there just looking at all the color books. I mean, all the comics and shit. Be back about an hour. Like, where are my mom and dad?
Oh, they can't do that.
That's so they cannot funny. Do that now.
I would just go to that section and be like, I mean, come back get me and watch all the car magazines and all the comic books.
All we should do is look. The magazine.
All the magazines.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Ain't no reason to buy it if you watch it all.
Yeah. What? Ain't no reason to buy it if you watch it.
Yeah, if you looked at it all.
I hate the grocery store. I'm so glad that they deliver their groceries to you now. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, I'm glad Amazon is on their...
I did Shift one time. And I ain't did it again, but I need to start.
I do Amazon Prime.
But I can't do that only because I like to feel the food. Like, I want to see what I'm getting. And then I'd be mad if I get my food delivered and some crappy ass food.
Nah, not Amazon, because they come from Whole Foods.
Mm.
But they did complain about the fruit. They told us the fruit is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get Whole Foods fruit at work every week. They get a shipment in, and that fruit is like, I just don't understand why it looks like that.
I go to the farmer's market.
They're getting the leftovers.
I probably need to go to the farmer's market.
Don't last that long.
I'd be like, the leftovers, because I go to Whole Foods during my break, and that shit, they still be having like fucking mm-hmm. fresh-ass fruit. I'd be like, these bitches is petty.
They got a couple of...
Excuse me, Jesus.
farmers markets around here. I need to start going.
Well, I need to start going.
I go to the DeKalb one. I think the one near you is on Beaufort Highway.
Aren't they building a new one?
But it's one also over here. In,
because at farmers markets, they don't sell shit that's not in season, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I need to go, because I'm up here buying everything like I'm supposed to be eating it all year round.
Like what? What's not in season right now? They sell?
Like even with
shit fresh- that you look at that looks fucking horrible as shit during the wintertime.
So some fruits and stuff. I know the avocados go up in price because they're not in season. So you buy them when they're 50 cents. That means they're in season. So.
They lying to y'all because they get it from other countries. They could get it from Mexico. Mexico got the same temperature all year round. They growing them all year round.
So. They're not trying to grow them in Georgia. Don't shit grow here in Georgia, but losing football teams.
And
oh.
That's not funny, BT.
Clearly.
Clearly. I didn't thought I didn't I never I'll thought about that, Chad, but you're right.
He said I'll be here all week. I'm so dumb. But that's the thing, is like maybe you the I what if I want avocados grown in America and not avocados grown in
it
Mexico?
Takes so long.
Trump, why would you want avocados in America? Avocados, avocado.
California, they grow avocados in California.
Yeah, just like fucking bananas, you know. Bananas, they have actually change the like the DNA of a banana is not what it is what it was like 10 years
that's
ago.
That's scary as fuck.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like they because they have started growing bananas in places that don't typically grow bananas.
So
go ahead and get you some avocados from California.
I'm like, what's wrong? I'm just what's wrong with not getting avocados from Mexico?
Avocados? I mean, I get them. I thought you was against
talking
it.
About. He's over talking about. Why you don't want to get avocados?
It's all the same. It's all the same land, man. We all connected. We
you don't like California, Mexico. You don't like them, or you do like them from Mexico?
I mean, I do.
California,
like them,
Mexico
if,
is separated by if, a few miles.
But what if they're not in season?
In Mexico, it's in season. It's in Mexico
all year round.
Yeah. Don't be like Trump.
I don't think so. Don't be like Trump and do
build
what?
A wall.
Build a wall.
Build a wall.
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't want, like, the same reason, like, what if I don't want fucking bananas in the off-season in South America?
I don't eat bananas anyway.
Bananas.
I have to crave a banana. It has to be, like, I can't just
you
go
like
buy
plantains. Like plantains.
I
know?
Like plantains, yeah.
Ain't that the same thing, though?
They taste different.
They taste fucking different.
Not the
very
same
different.
Thing.
I like plantains.
I do.
They taste very... You can get them when they're not ripe.
Anything
and then,
I was forced to eat as a
right.
child,
you
I
were forced to
eat
plantains?
Bananas.
Oh.
Forced to eat bananas, forced to eat grits. I hate watching them.
I ooh, love I can't wait grits. To go home and eat ooh. Some grits.
Some fish and
look,
grits.
My mama
shrimp
had,
and grits.
But
my
listen, I don't
pie.
Really do like, y'all be tripping because everybody wants to eat these salty ass fucking grits.
Come on. Don't tell me you put sugar in your grits. That is so
say
disgusting.
To me. I put sugar
that's
in my grits.
That's disgusting.
Yes.
That is nasty.
I put sugar in my grits.
Salt and butter.
Ew.
I put the only time I may not put sugar in my grits is when I mix it and make a hash. So I make grits with biscuits, turkey bacon, eggs and cheese.
No,
and I mix
gross.
It together. It's fucking good as shit.
No, that's not.
Like a
well,
scrambler.
Maybe because you don't eat it, Rosie learns to cook. And then maybe once you start making it,
I do make grits. I didn't photograph the grits though.
Disgusting.
You got biscuits and grits.
You might as well eat cereal if you're gonna eat grits with sugar.
If I ain't got cereal,
no, that's
but
not
I got
the
grits
same
with sugar.
Thing.
It's the same. That's gross.
It's not fucking thing. It's not the same thing as cereal.
Give see, me a cup of coffee for breakfast. That's all I need.
No, I need eggs.
Grits with sugar.
No.
It's hot and it warms your belly. Just like, do y'all eat cream of wheat?
Yes.
I do.
I grew
sugar
up
on that.
Yeah.
And I make sure it has lumps in it. I like the kind with, ooh,
I
love.
I don't like the consistency.
You like
I
it
love,
lumpy.
I do like it lumpy. Oh. I chew the fuck out of the morning. I love it.
Talking about grits?
Yeah, my mom. No, not grits.
About,
cream of wheat.
Talking about cream of wheat? Yeah. Okay, because you like, she like it lumpy. I chew it out. Like,
no, grits, I kind of like mine, like, kind of. In between thick and runny. Kind of how they make it at Waffle House.
Disgusting. Did y'all see that dude?
Disgusting. The one that made his own food.
He walked in, they were sleeping up.
And then they didn't offer him shit. All they said was, come back and we'll make you a meal. Make sure. I'm like, nigga, no.
At Waffle House?
Yeah.
Dude walked in, the whole staff was asleep. He got behind the counter.
Instead of leaving, he made his own meal.
Cooked his own food. And left, you know.
And then came back and brought paid for it later, like the next day or the next week or so like that.
Well, dude, how crazy can you get?
Hey man, Waffle House.
He took pictures of it and everything. Oh. He was like right here by the griddle. He made his own
Waffle House
food.
Is an experience. I drove these Germans to Airbnb and we passed Waffle House. They're like, oh, we heard about Waffle House. I was like, yeah, you should go there.
Listen, I've never seen so many Waffle Houses within a mile radius.
Go down to Perdido around that area. On the coast of Alabama, You'll see them every two blocks.
I'm just like so confused. Within a mile, you get like five Waffle Houses.
Yes.
How?
Well, it,
why?
I mean,
it's called franchises.
That's what I was like. That's what I was about to say, French. But do you really need that many Waffle? I guess so, because it's like,
let
this
a club,
one's busy.
Let a club if this one's close, busy. And you see all unpacked.
When the club's let out.
They all there.
Well, that's the equivalent of like White Castle where I am. We're in Kentucky.
Oh, I didn't have White Castle. I was in Cali. I didn't even know about that. It was good.
White Castle's Dope as fuck. When I went.
Crystals.
Yeah, no. Crystals pretty. You can't say that same in Cali. Thing. They were like,
no,
it ain't
it's
the same.
Not the same because it's not.
I had White Castles and what was that? Shit.
For
Savannah.
For you to
had
even
the little truck,
think.
The White Castle's truck. I'm like,
I think
Crystals.
No, it's not. Shut the fuck up because it's not. I had Crystals.
You fight more over these damn White Castles than you was Jesus.
I fight over what I know to be true.
And Jesus.
Oh.
Come on.
You don't believe he lived and died on the cross for your sins?
Look at Ron's face.
He went to sleep for 3 days and woke up.
And
you
woke
don't believe
up,
that?
He still had the nail prints in his hands and
still
his feet.
In his hands.
And in his feet.
Yep.
His powers could remove them, but they stayed for all to see.
Yep. I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Roz will cut y'all off because she's like,
I'm concentrating.
I'm not dealing with this blasphemy, she says.
To remind us
she over there praying
that he died on Calvary.
She over there praying, like, Lord, these is my friends.
And now he's seated at the right hand of God.
These is my friends. I just associate with them.
She said, yes.
What that dude
Jesus,
say?
Yes.
Just smile, baby.
Brian is so religiously burnt.
I'm not. I go to church.
He's been burnt. It's like he's been burnt by a relationship.
No, I have not.
I can't, but.
I went all
I wish
in.
Somebody would try to tell. I know somebody knows the difference between White Castle and Crystals.
No, it's the
same bread.
There's
same
a difference. No, it's not the same bread or the same meat. Shut that shit up.
It's a difference. It's
because
a difference
if that was the case, how come it stops? It cuts off.
What cuts
what
off?
What you mean?
Not past Tennessee, you don't get no damn White Castle.
That's just because the company don't sell franchises. That
but they sure
down.
Will give you a box of them down here in the freezer.
That's just like, what you call it? Like,
that's not the same, though. What is the difference between White Castle and... Look, or somebody already typed it in.
The War of Tiny Hamburgers.
I don't like either.
White Castle was founded in 1920. It's the oldest hamburger fast food restaurant chain in the U.S.
Well, they
where was it founded?
McDonald's.
It's a north-south thing, though.
Yeah. It's the same guy.
White Castle
burger.
Is in
even the cartoon looks the same.
Shut the fuck up. No, but you know, I had Crystals when I was in Texas. It was the first time I had Crystals when I, like years ago, when I think I went down there for school in like 2008.
Okay, so here it is. White Castle has onion rings, which are hideous. Real bitter
they
and gross.
Are good.
Crystals and I have onion rings, which is fine. If you ain't gonna do it right, don't do it at all. Crystal Chicks is very good. One pickle and mayo.
I love them chicks, though. I ain't gonna lie.
White Castle Spence, I'm trying to put saucy barbecue sliders. I mean, it's just, I think
this is probably good. This is somebody that wrote an article about how to
factual.
Bash White Castle.
It's very factual.
It's very fuck nigga. It's very fuck nigga-ish.
It's very factual.
Because White Castle is fucking
I mean, it is facts.
It's not facts. White Castle.
It's just
good
north
shit.
And south.
I've only had Crystals. I only had Crystals before.
White Castle is good as fuck. White Castle is good as fuck. Anyway, and that's I mean, because I've had Crystals, and then Crystals is okay. But
look at these pictures. They bubble like shit.
Chick-fil-A. Is. Oh, yeah, they do.
Look. And then you go look. You
gonna he ate both. He was like, shit.
After you eat six of those, you're gonna feel like shit.
And
like,
gonna
I can't
shit.
Believe I ate six of these motherfuckers.
Right.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
I didn't. I tore up their shit up. I was
look at that little boxes.
Yeah. They so good. Mm-hmm. I had oh so
I'm gonna
good.
Get Crystals tonight.
But I had Crystals. Oh,
you gotta go all the way out to fucking
are you?
It's one by my house.
No, I'm gonna go to Northside Drive.
It's 1-400.
Oh. Is it like listen? And the thing is about Crystals, what I found is they had chili dogs, like mini chili dogs. Yeah. That's what I had. I used to eat them fucking.
You just like little cute food.
Yeah, and but I tell y'all what, that's the first time I ate there was 2008 when I was really at my prime of eating. So like
your prime of eating.
That was my prime. Like 2008 was my prime of like as much food as I could get down at one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get like the meal where I would get like. Burger, the meal they got the burgers and the chili cheese dogs and the fries. I ate the whole shit.
Have you ever got the Crave case?
And from White Castle? Sure did.
That's ridiculous.
The Crave case.
Is it C or a K?
It's
K. No, shit, I'll see. Mm-hmm. I think it's C. Crepe case. Case.
The Taco Bell, I used to eat at Taco Bell too. Taco Bell used to have them 12 tacos.
I heard a radio show talking about this and I looked it up. I said, you got to be
Whoa, 30?
Jeez Louise.
It come with a handle.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It's like a briefcase. It's like a briefcase.
Yes. My granddaddy was not shy of eating. And when it would be me, him, and possibly my little cousin. And he would get all the food he could possibly get.
30.
Every time. Make sure we would never go without food.
Now, I would, if I had like a party, like we finna really get fucked up and drunk.
No, this was a regular dinner night for us. Oh, no.
A crave. It's like
I'm about like 2-3 crave cases.
This is a dinner night.
It's like a big
and we would
bucket
eat the fuck out of that shit. Yes. You got a big bucket of Kentucky. No.
A crave case.
Yes, a crave case.
They should have that at Krispy Kreme.
And you could customize it too. You can say, hey, like, we want 10 of these to be cheeseburgers and blah, blah, blah. And then 10 to be like bacon cheeseburgers, something like that. Fucking good.
Oh, my God. Why would you sell 30 burgers at one time?
Because, what you mean?
Let's start the order.
Yeah, we can't even get it. Where are we going to get it?
Just make our mouth water.
We're going to call Uber Eats. They'll deliver it.
It's probably going to look at my IP address and
this
be like.
This is so unfortunate.
You get a free Crave Caddy.
Look, it keeps your food hot just like a pizza box. Where is it?
Look at Columbus.
Ohio? Georgia. I was like, what?
Yeah, I can't.
Nah, you're right. Address. That's Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Ain't it?
It say enter your address.
Does that look Mount Vernon?
Oh, that's our area. Okay.
Is that Leesburg, look? Franklin?
Look, select this castle. I don't know where the fuck is that.
Oh, God. Oh, get it. Oh,
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the waffle, sausage, egg, and jalapeno cheese. Yes, that's good.
Girl, you must be hungry.
They got a veggie slider with ranch.
Okay, for the vegetarians.
With ranch.
Gotta make it taste good.
Ooh, a breakfast sausage, egg, and cheese.
Ooh, a fish sans sandwich, whatever it is.
No, I don't
eat sans cheddar.
But they had the
little piece of fish.
I mean, does it say like minus?
Like a half a fish stick.
Oh, sans, S-A-N, not S-A-N.
But they also a smoked cheddar cheese slider.
Jalapeno cheeseburger. Mm-hmm.
Original slider.
Oh, we're going to take the show to our closest.
We're taking a road trip.
We're going to do a live remote.
From the parking lot of Crystal's.
Oh, my God.
And then later on, part two in my bathroom.
That's awful.
So Crystal's in there make you shit.
It's I ain't had gross. Crystals in probably, shit, 20 years. It's been a long time to have Crystals. But I do remember, like, we only had, like, we had two Crystals. One of them was in a bad part of town in Birmingham. So after the club let out, it would be, like, wrapped around the block. Like,
yeah,
two, three
that's
times.
How I do at White Castle.
And what ended up happening, somebody got shot, like, 3 weekends in a row at the Crystals.
And so now they play the police in. They got to do that.
Right,
yeah, that's what they would do that at the White Castle. The police would be right there and we couldn't like go in or nothing. We could only get our food and drive off.
Even the rallies. Like we had rallies. We didn't have
rallies.
We didn't have checkers. We had rallies.
Well, they had rallies and they changed the checkers.
Yeah. So rallies had the same thing, but they had to change it where you couldn't walk up. You had to drive through.
Mm. My mama loved that damn rallies.
Them damn fries. Them fake ass fries and that damn horse meat. We're like, how your burger so goddamn big?
You know, like fucking Hardee's or Carl's Jr. or whoever that is.
Like they can't be making money. These two for $2.22.
Because I would never understand why them burgers. And then when they first came out with them Frisco burgers,
yes,
Frisco burgers be fucking big as shit. I would be like, how the fuck do you eat this?
They're beef food product. It's like cheese, like the
just like when you watched Food Inc. and they talked about that food.
I don't watch it like that.
Oh, you didn't watch it? Okay.
Only because I don't want anything to deter me from what I like to eat.
It's like that slime.
Well, it shouldn't. Yeah. Because I watched it and I've still been eating shit. Because if that's the case, I shouldn't be eating chicken. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be eating vegetables either.
Yeah.
I mean, vegetables. Because really, because they talked about how the cows fertilize the vegetables. And the cows be have, that's how they got the listeria shit on spinach and shit like that.
Oh my God.
Because cows fertilize the vegetables and
you get mad cow disease.
From eating spinach.
You can't eat anything these days.
That is just nasty. But I'm talking about they had that meat products when they were like
the slurry stuff.
When they were talking about how can we make this meat, because when everybody was getting sick off that meat back in the day in fast food restaurants, they started dousing the meat in fucking ammonia.
Oh my God.
Meat products.
That's tilapia.
That's what they started started doing with the meat. That's with burgers at fucking McDonald's. And they have this shit right here on this documentary. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, like, showing it. And it's because these people are like analysts and not farmers that are making the food for these places. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of just cutting out the fucking problem, they want to go around the shit. Like, no.
That's awful.
Oh, Richmond, did y'all watch that McDonald's movie on Netflix?
Nah.
Which one?
I forgot
the
what
franchising
it was.
The
one, I think, who's that dude in it?
Super Size Me.
No, it's like an actual movie, the story about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That movie is problematic and it's triggering.
What, Founder?
Yes. I think that's what it's called. Founder.
Oh, wait, what's his name?
Was it Greg Kinnear? Was it?
No, it was the old Batman from the 80s.
Okay, I know you're talking about. I know you're talking about.
The one that his mouth looking funny, like that, his lips.
That story was jacked up.
That's what I said. That is problematic and triggering. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about, and the people that even founded McDonald's, they only got, well, they walked away with what?
About
$1 million.
And
they founded the shit.
And they shook, yeah, it was with Ray Kroc, and they shook a hand.
Michael Keaton.
Yep.
And they don't have any record of it, so they couldn't even like.
Hey, I said, hey, Ray Kroc was a hustler.
Wow.
Because he didn't become rich, so he was like in his 50s. Like, he hustled the ass out.
And he brought these ideas and shit, like talking about powdered eggs, because he wanted to do all this stuff for like saving money.
Right, right.
And the founders were like, no, we don't do that shit, because McDonald's actually started off as a good ass, real ass food place to eat. And he came in, and now everything across is based off of his ideas as opposed to the original.
Wow. Yeah,
so is every other freaking fast food place.
Yeah, that's true.
That probably was the worst, though. That was the worst story.
I mean, that's the only story that we know of.
I haven't seen that.
But you know anybody that fucks with McDonald's, though, because you remember when Chipotle was having all them issues? They came at one point, they was having all them listeria issues. Every time you looked up, Chipotle was having something. It's because they refused a deal for McDonald's. It happened around the same time. I'm not saying this what happened, I'm just saying anybody that fucks with McDonald's, like, or doesn't accept an offer or does something like, they end up doing bad, or they end up having some shit going
anything.
On
I sold
denied.
But I mean, they had to close so many of them, though.
Chipotle?
Well, no, the problem is the McDonald's, like the franchisees, McDonald's want to change the way they operate. Or like, let's say they want to upgrade McDonald's owned stores, and they're gonna put like $2 million per store. Now, I just paid $500,000 for this franchise. You asked me to put $2 million in this store to fix it up to stay in the same level as you. So they started fighting back because McDonald's had this menu who was just huge, and they're like, "That's too much shit." You know what I'm saying? So the franchisees and the franchisor started getting into it because they wanted them to do stuff that they couldn't afford to do, and it was ruining the business. Nothing was getting better. All they want to do, all McDonald's want to do at the end of the day, I guarantee you, is have a dollar menu.
Yeah.
They would make so much money if they did $1, $2, $3, and that's it.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, that's all you
people
want.
Order from.
People will go and order $4 fries.
Or when we were growing up and we were still eating McDonald's and shit, what did we go get? The double cheese, the McDoubles, the McChickens. And you would order like fucking four of them.
Right.
Yep. Or when they had them deals going on for the fish fillets, they would have like 2 for $3.33 or something like that. Brother, that's all the people were eating.
Brother be starving. You found your fucking 5 quarters.
Yes.
Had that. And Wendy's too. Right. When Wendy's had their 99-cent menu, when it was popping, when the shit tasted good before Dave died.
Yeah.
The shit tastes like sugar burgers now. I don't understand what that is.
Get you four chicken nuggets.
Nigga, like, I used to have.
Look, you're looking at, damn, I got five in this mouth.
No, but before then, they used to have like five or six nuggets in the thing for 99 cents. Mm-hmm. And they would taste like real nuggets. Really? But I used to get like the Caesar size salad, a bacon cheeseburger, and some chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. And you used to get it all for $3 because they would be 99 cents. So you get all that for $3. Me and my friends get all through $10 for me, for three friends, to get three bacon cheeseburgers, three salads, and three fucking whatever it was. But we used to eat good. Like, and if the food, it's not necessarily saying that you could trust it, but you could taste the difference. Mm-hmm. You could taste how much depth it had to it back then, like in middle school and shit.
Yo, the best thing McDonald's could have done was have breakfast all day long.
All day. They got a menu that was all fucking day.
They killing it.
Because I did, I'm not going to lie and say, like, when I stopped eating McDonald's, but I didn't stop eating McGriddles.
I
did not stop eating those McGriddles.
I ate the sausage and McMuffins. That's it. I don't like the biscuits. Too much bread.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
I love it.
I will eat a biscuit from Bojangles, though.
Yeah.
Did you know that they're the number two landowner in the world?
Who? McDonald's. Bojangles? Oh, yeah.
Really?
They are the number two, the Catholic Church.
Oh.
God damn. They're the Catholic Church?
Yeah, they because if you look around, all the churches around the world they have.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They
and then
all the land.
And then you talking about, like, fucking, what, Italy and the places like that.
And
cathedrals.
In Latin America,
huge.
South America.
Good Lord.
Them things are huge.
Wow.
36,899 restaurants worldwide.
It used to be more than that.
I went to McDonald's in Japan.
It used to be more than that. Mm-hmm. I went to McDonald's in fucking Mexico, Pizza Hut Mexico. I would Kentucky
you better.
Fried Chicken
that's
Mexico. I would never do
the menus. Are
no,
different.
But the, even still, you could. Yeah, the menu they had like guacamole burgers and shit.
Menus are different.
But you still can't get like real drinks and shit because you know they make it with the ice and the water, and you can't drink out of that.
Oh yeah, you
so
get them in the,
you couldn't even get shit to drink in those places.
They serve 68 million people each day.
Yes. Shut up! Wow.
So even if you bought a dollar menu, everybody that's $68 million a day they make it.
That'll solve the national deficit.
You know, you make me want to go get a McChicken right now.
It's a dollar
right up the street.
I know, but you know how long it's been since I've eaten McDonald's.
No, I don't. I'm not with you all the time.
That was a hypothetical question.
But you know what? They fries are the best.
Their fries are the best.
They're still good.
Too bad they're not even potatoes though.
Who cares?
They're paper fries.
They
got plastic in them.
Because what I want you to do is buy some fries, and I want you to leave them sitting out.
Right.
I want you to leave them sitting out.
Yeah, they put that shit up under some plastic. The burger and the fries just left them there, and they did not change at all.
Yeah.
They look the same way.
That's good.
Like a year later.
That's not good. You saw that.
Like a year later.
That shit was like, nigga, what?
That's not good.
Even the cheese. I mean,
good preservatives.
That's not good.
That heavy-ass preservatives? I couldn't imagine like what the inside of your body be like.
No, what is right by your heart. Just got some cheese.
A whole square right here. All right. Your heart is a McDonald's cheeseburger.
You got to use some floss.
Like, could you?
You got to floss your...
God.
Floss your tubes.
That's the only thing. Like, could you?
The stuff, the shit we eat. We went from there with Crave Cakes. Like, get it to McDonald's. No. Order.
That's a way. Never mind. Don't get it.
We thought about it too long.
And then on top of that, like the food, the product, the actual quality of the food is gross. But then to think about they be dropping the shit on the floor, not washing their hands.
Yeah.
You know, Brian told us about that.
You come to Captain D's at 9:45. I want some crackling.
Wait a minute.
I can't believe it.
I don't get it.
Can I get some crackling?
You don't know
the little fish, the little...
I know what cracklings are.
It's the batter that falls into the grease.
So they be having them crunchy
pieces?
That's
not cracklings, though.
That is crackling.
Cracklings, that's not crackling.
Oh, I'm not talking about pork.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, I'm not talking about that.
Cracklings, what you talking about?
A little bag of cracklings that you get.
She's talking about pork skin.
Y'all was about to say, like,
but not the puffy ones. The ones that are just the rind.
Yeah.
That's crackling.
Crackling is also the fish batter. When you're dropping fish into the pot, it's the batter that kind of...
I used to call them crunchies.
They come in.
That's what I would call them.
I'd be like, can I have a box of crunchies?
At Captain D's, they call crackling. I'm sorry, that's what they called it.
We used to call them crunchies.
Y'all gave them away?
So when we... So what happens is... We like you dump the fish into the little pan, and there's a bunch of them now. So we used to put them on top of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
So if you open up your box, you see like little pieces on top of the fish, and it looks all good.
Yeah.
But then at 9:45, after we had cleaned the pots and put them all in the trash, and I kind of get some fresh crackling. So some folks, not me.
Okay. Exactly.
He was going in. We're not trying to identify.
Shut bro. The fuck
up. We just have people come in and say they want like 4 boxes of crackling.
Wow.
Yeah, like a 2-piece fish dinner with 4 boxes of crackling. Like, motherfucker, are you serious? Because you know they sitting in the house eating it like popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Put a little hot sauce
you
on
got
it.
Some trash.
Vinegar. They just have that vinegar. Yeah, they just have that vinegar.
Oh, my
shit.
God. Are y'all
serious? I used to get mine from Long John Silver's. I didn't go to... I used to get my Hush Puppies from Captain D's and then my fish from Long John Silver's.
Is that the same company, pretty much?
Nah. Basically.
No, they're not.
They're not the same company.
It's like Crystal's and White Castle.
But it'd be like Captain D's actually had them fucking meals. Like yeah. They have meals. Yeah.
This is gonna blow your way here. Let me see how many.
And cracklings.
Nuh-uh. Because I had to look this up.
Fish dinner. Long John.
How many?
Ew. What?
They ain't want to show it.
No, they're gonna show it. They'll show it. Because I'm telling you, when I saw it,
magnify.
Enhance.
Oh, this is different because this was
that's 260.
Yeah, they changed it.
They had to change it because for one dinner it was like 3,000 calories.
No,
yeah,
but this is looking at individual items. So you put a dinner together.
Yeah,
it's probably
like 3,000
calories.
Yeah. You get 2 pieces of fish, and then you get what else?
The fries,
tartar sauce. I want some popcorn. Trent. 1 ounce of tartar sauce is 100 calories.
Are you doing more? No. You doing more.
And then you want? Can I get a 4 ounce?
Right. So that's 400 calories. I can see that adding up to 3,000 calories.
And then yeah. 2 pieces of fish is going to be what? 520 calories.
A Garden Ranch dressing pouch is 230 calories.
200 in a pouch of Hold on. So just 2 pieces of fish and the tartar sauce alone. Let's say you have 3 ounces of tartar sauce.
No, you're gonna get a 3-piece or a 4-piece.
Okay, I didn't know it come like that.
260. Oh shit!
Oh, okay.
What did you do?
That's 2 trillion.
Oh stuck. No, baby, what are you doing?
260 times. Let's just say that's
780.
That's 780 plus. Let's say it's a fried cocktail. So how many cocktails you want?
3, because I got one for every piece of fish.
300.
So that's
yep. There
you go. So that's a small box.
Plus, get you some fries, large fries, 390.
Wow, how many fries? 3 ounces. How many fries? Okay, I'm flabbergasted.
How many hush
plus
puppies?
Plus a
you
hush puppy. Because you know they be asking for three hush puppies.
So that's 100.
3 or 4.
20.
Oh, crap. Then that's what? How many?
200
hush puppies. How many?
That's 180.
180, yeah, 3 of those.
Damn. Coleslaw, you have to get your sides.
What size you want? Green beans?
Coleslaw, 200.
200. And I would get...
A corn cobette.
Yeah, so I would get the corn cob.
What's the corn cob?
90.
Damn. And then what else would you get?
90 calories of some corn?
Yeah.
The bottle.
And then you have the cobette, so it looks like this.
What about the drink? You have to add the drink as well.
Now, it was worse than this when I first did it. I mean, this was
years ago. And then pineapple cream pie, because my mama cream cheese, that pineapple cream cheese. And
just throw the whole dinner away. Look, I just pull off. I ain't going to pay for it.
Exactly.
He said, I just pull off.
I ain't hungry no more. Because the thing that gets you, after you sit and eat some shit like that, you just be like, I can't believe I ate that shit. You be mad at yourself. Like,
right.
These damn
like
empty ass calories, and that shit wasn't even good. My hands all greasy. I can't touch the cereal.
You smell like fish.
I smell like fish. And for what?
He said, and for what? And for what? My nigga, like, damn. That's crazy. I can't believe that. Y'all look up the calorie lab if y'all want to look at.
Y'all want to be disgusted with yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, that's for y'all. That's
now, this is the worst. This is the Cheesecake Factory, the worst place ever. Yes.
I won't eat there.
It is the worst.
Why?
Because they calories
I've
are
never
just
liked
ridiculous.
Cheesecake Factory.
Well, Cheesecake Factory, they had some lettuce wraps that I ate.
So, oh, did they?
Yeah.
How many calories?
I don't know. Let's see.
Right.
Look, even the dip, the high spinach cheese dip, 1,000.
Oh my God! I'm just
warm
like,
crab and artichoke
dip.
Oh, that's
dip, sodium. 1,000. That's sodium.
No, these calories.
Look at the calories, though.
Oh shit! Oh my God.
The egg rolls?
Look at the salt though. Look at all the sodium though. Yes.
The quesadilla?
Look at the buffalo blast.
Y'all, wow. The quesadilla with chicken and the fucking Cheesecake Factory is 2,087 calories.
So if you wonder why y'all can't lose weight, you have your cheat days.
and don't even go to the
fucking
damn...
Fucking cheat for the whole week.
Exactly.
Where's the cheesecake at?
I'm just gonna drink
the fettuccine alfredo, almost 2,000 calories.
So how much salt is in it though?
Damn.
Ooh, I'm getting heartburn just looking at this shit.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Where's the damn
I'm looking, you know what I was looking for? The macaroni and cheese balls that I used to eat all the time.
Yo.
But you know what ain't got no calories though?
What?
Fried macaroni and cheese for 1,400 calories.
The fried macaroni and cheese of 1,400 calories. 1,800. Wow.
It's 370. It's 370 a serving.
Parmesan garlic bread. How much? 2,000 calories.
Wow. Macaroni and cheese burger.
That sounds like a fat dude on that shit.
Parmesan garlic cheese bread. 2,052 calories.
We should do Chick-fil-A. I don't even want to. Nope. Okay, nope. Let's not.
Yo,
do
Chick-fil-A.
No, don't Chick-fil-A.
Do Chick-fil-A.
Y'all, we're about to do Chick-fil-A. Do Chick-fil-A.
But Chick-fil-A shows you on their menu.
I eat Chick-fil-A at least once a week.
Oh, what do you eat though?
That's it.
I get the 4-count chicken tenders and a lemonade with light ice. That's all I get.
Oh, I get me a market salad
because I don't like the fries. I like fries, but not Chick-fil-A fries.
I get the market salad,
not their waffle. It's too much.
I get the market salad. I get the spicy chicken sandwich, or I get the that little wrap.
Yeah, you gotta put a space between
the market
wrap and A.
And it's Chick.
No, it's not. No,
is it not?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not. Oh.
It's CHI. I think it's CHIC.
Okay.
Shit, hell, I don't know.
I thought it was CHICK.
Let me look at my app.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are tripping. It's CHICK.
I had some today.
Oh. Chick-fil-A.
470 calories for 4-count.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
I mean, I had
for four little pieces of chicken, it is.
Okay. Oh, the spicy deluxe sandwich, that's what I eat, is 540 calories.
Yeah, I love that.
You love it too.
Without the cheese though.
I still get the cheese.
I can't do cheese on my chicken.
But look, this is a fucked up thing. Good. You can get a salad for 510 calories, we'll just get you a sandwich for 500.
Wait, but where's the market? Do they have the market salad on there? Because I need to know how much that is. Because I've been eating it.
You still going to eat it?
No, I am. A bacon platter.
Ooh, that's
what the
for
fuck
breakfast.
Is that?
Mm. Market salad? Nah, they ain't not doing it.
They don't want
to shame themselves.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the market salad is.
I mean, their stuff ain't too bad, but when you mix it together, it get
up.
You had one today because you know tomorrow I'm going to go because you know they got their free 12 days of Christmas thing.
What?
Yeah, you ain't got the app.
I do have the app.
Okay,
I
will open the app up.
Okay.
Because you don't redeem your deal. Yeah, look, they got that today. They had a free chicken sandwich today.
What 12 you gotta days, do to get a free chicken sandwich?
I wish I had
12 days
that.
Of Christmas for the first day of Christmas. Enjoy sandwich on us. View treat.
You know my problem, though, is if I feel like it's going to be a lot of people trying to get something, I'm good. I don't like the crowds of stuff.
That's why I go in the morning.
With everybody else? Everybody go in the morning?
I don't. I go for a
lunch. Not in the one Alpharetta.
You'd be one of the ones like, I know it's breakfast, but can I get a sandwich?
Well, they shouldn't have it on the fucking menu.
Nobody flip that bitch around.
Right, they need to flip it around. If they, whatever the menu shows is what I get.